Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tua.
Story number four.
The Grizzlies made an assistant coaching hire today. Sonia Rahman, from MIT. She's the winningest coach in MIT history, women's basketball. And she also has a doctorate from Boston College Law or something, Boston Law. I mean, this is a very good hire for the Grizzlies, I think. You probably needed to hire a diverse candidate to find a replacement for Nielle Ivey. You hire another woman, which is good. It gives you some more diversity. And on top of that, she just seems like she's really, really smart. And
she's clearly a good basketball mind. The record, much as she's won, yeah.
She's been there for, I think, 12 years, and they had never gone to the NCAA tournament before she got there. And they won the conference three straight years. There was no tournament this year, but they were going to go. And so she takes MIT from basically a nothing women's basketball school or doesn't have a rich history to the best program in their conference. So clearly she's done a really good job of coaching the team, and she's very, very smart. And I think that I went on YouTube and watched just some interviews of her talking and things like that, and she seems like she's like very, very smart and well-spoken, and I think that that the players will really take to her quickly because of that. And it's funny, I don't know why I thought of this. Her last name's Rahman. That's how they pronounce it on the videos, because that was another reason I was watching, was like, okay, how do you pronounce her last name? John Morant, noted Rahman guy. He did say that.
Oh, that's right. He did. Yeah.
So I'm not saying that there's a connection there, but there might be a potential connection there between John Morant and the new assistant coach. But no, I think it's great. And Kleiman has a law background. Wexler has a law background. Taylor Jenkins went to a very smart school. They're surrounding that team with very,
I'm pumped
very
for
smart
what they're doing.
People.
I agree.
And I think that that's it's an underrated move. Some of the best teams and the best rebuilds have come from non-traditional basketball or like just sports minds. Like the one that comes to mind immediately for me is Theo Epstein, right? He's just a law guy.
That's right.
Not a baseball guy at all, but he knows how to run an operation and listen to the people that know. And it really does feel like the Grizzlies are all on the same page here and making hires that will really fit and work together. So I think that's going to work out and be a great hire for Memphis. When we come back, I'll talk to Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
It's game on at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. With their focus on your safety, you can focus on winning. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh my God, the roof is leaking! Okay, I got this. Look out, coming through.
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. The Smile Center, it's Dr. Maddie Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. That means pre-screening, temperature checks, air purifiers with HEPA filters everywhere, and a limited number of people in the waiting room and clinical areas. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and for those of you who've lost your dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. If you have dental insurance, let me ask you this. Have you used all of your insurance benefits for 2020? If not, you should do that before the end of the year, and there's nobody better to do it with than the Smile Center. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
So I was saying yesterday how awesome it is to have football back. We got a full slate of college football and NFL games this weekend, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, and so much more. And as a sports fan, you got to make sure you have the best possible viewing experience, and you're going to get that with Xfinity X1 and X1 Sports. You know, last night I've got the NFL on the big TV, NBA playoffs on my laptop, Major League Baseball on the iPad, all at the same time, and that's all possible with X1. One of the really cool features on X1 Sports is with so many games going on at once, I'm able to track multiple games and check the latest scores and standings all while watching the game I've currently got on the TV all at the same time. Plus, I'm able to add my favorite teams to X1 Sports so that I get reminders when my teams are going to play and have my DVR automatically record anything associated with my teams. So again, if you're a big sports fan like me, there's no better way to watch live sports than with Xfinity X1. And if you need to add NFL Red Zone, they've got you covered so you'll never miss a touch down on Sundays. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into your local Xfinity store today for more details.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Gary. I now welcome on my columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, I saw you got the puppy picture up already. Give us the puppy update.
Puppy's good, actually. Is now eating. Mom seems to have enough milk. I haven't had to tube feed him for the last 24 hours.
Wow.
So I posted on Twitter a photo of the little pup yawning.
He looks happy.
Looks snuggled in there, right? And he's got a big yawn at the end of a week, and he's been growing his hard, and he's been growing, and so he's yawning.
Good. That's good.
That's the whole pup story.
Do you remember? I don't know why I just thought of this. Do you remember last year what we were debating right now when we were talking about Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A? That's a lot better than this whole coronavirus stuff, right?
Was that last year at this time?
That was this is how I know this, and this is going to be a little bit embarrassing. So my friends were debating this, and so I gave a Snapchat review where I was like videoing myself when I was trying the Popeyes chicken sandwich, and the little memories came up on the app and said 1 year ago today was the day that I tried the Popeyes chicken sandwich, and I gave it a good review. I think I like Chick-fil-A better, but I did give it a good review.
Did you write a story? You wrote a story about it.
No, I think we did a story, and I might have weighed in, but I don't think I wrote the story. Yeah,
those are simpler times.
You did not. What the weird thing is do people still eat that sandwich? Like, I don't know if people still eat it because it's, you know, I don't.
Are you ready? Eating it. I ordered it today because of this.
Oh.
And yes, okay. It is absolutely true because I'm a DoorDash driver on the side, and people frequently order the Popeyes chicken sandwich. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but not as much as they order the the Chick-fil-A.
No, Chick-fil-A is number one. That I'm going back and forth from Chick-fil-A like five times a day, it feels like. Yeah.
What Chick-fil-A is the Chick-fil-A that you favor? Which is the most efficient Chick-fil-A?
Well, the one that most people order from, because like my station is in East Memphis. Oh, I can go anywhere, but my home base is East Memphis, and so they mainly send me to the one like Poplar and Mendenhall.
I see. So they send you to a particular one.
Right. And that's the one I'm going to a lot.
Okay. The one on Union is fast. I think that's the one you probably go to, Jeff. The one on Union's pretty quick.
The one on Union? I go to the one on Poplar near me in East Memphis is the one I go to. It's fairly near the Belmont Grill.
Yeah, Poplar Mendenhall, pretty much. Yep.
Yeah. Yep, that's the one I go to. And, I mean, they're all fast, relatively speaking, you know.
They've got it all together. They probably are not going on party buses at the Chick-fil-A, I would guess. What do you make of that? Like does that even matter? It's more of a social.
I mean, it's funny. Like I've gotten so many people denying to me the party bus story, right? You know, calls from people saying the party bus is not true, and the Memphis Tiger football players are saying the party bus is not true, and it doesn't matter. First of all, I have no reason to doubt one way or another the CA's report about the party bus. I'm not really invested in whether there was a party on a bus or in someone's house, because no one doubts that it's from socializing. Everyone says it's from partying. So except for comic value, it doesn't matter that it was in a bus, right? It just doesn't matter. Like, the impact is the same. It was from partying. It was from social activities. Hell, the press release says it was from social activities. So we want it to be a party bus because that makes it funny, right? Rather than
is it funny?
It's funnier, yeah. I mean, it's COVID-19. It's a pandemic. It's not that funny.
Right.
But party bus is that's a funny word, you know? The idea of a quote-unquote party bus during a pandemic is funny, right? I mean, funny in a kind of an idiotic way, right? But it doesn't matter if it was a party bus or a party. It clearly was from social activities, and so there you are. And so here we are. And, you know, it's funny because at the end of the day, like right now, everyone's pounding the Big Ten and the Pac-12 for shutting down football, right? But, like, are they going to look so stupid? I mean, we've already had 9 games postponed of games that were – this is from the conferences that are said we're going ahead, right?
Even if this went horribly or even if it went great, no matter what way college football goes, I don't think it's possible for the Big Ten to look and Pac-12 for that matter to look stupid. Like, they're just making a cautious decision.
People do think they look stupid. You can't tell me how many. I've heard from 1,000 people, like, boy, the Big Ten looks stupid. I hear that all the time. Big Ten looks stupid. Boy, and they do in the way they've handled it. What happens here if, listen, this game is very clearly, they're not going to announce till Monday that it's been postponed because they're going to make their official declaration Monday, but it's going to be postponed. And so we already have 9 others that have been postponed, and we're about to have SEC football gearing up in a lot of the, and I don't know if you saw the story in SI, Ross Dellinger wrote it today about, you know, basically we're gearing up to have football in a lot of the hottest hotspots in America. So, you know, do you think Memphis football players are the only football players who party?
No way.
No way, yeah. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Everyone wants, like, I'm not throwing the Memphis football players under the party bus because, If they go on, in fact, I'm going to go back and put that in my column.
That's a good line, Jeff.
Thank
you. It's going in there. Because they, like, all they do, if they get on Facebook or social media, half the people they freaking listen to tell them it's no big deal. Literally. Like, half the people on Twitter and Facebook are saying, it's just the flu. They're still saying it. 190,000 people dead, and they're still saying it's just the flu. and they're still saying, and 18, 19-year-olds aren't going to get it anyway, blah, 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 blah. And then they have all these Memphis fans saying, ah, we got to cram more people in the stadium. Like, no one takes it seriously, or half the people don't take it seriously. Why the hell would, like, you're inclined as a college student not to take things particularly seriously anyway and to party. And so why the hell, of course you want them to be mature enough to know that the season rests on them all making the right decisions. But that's naive. And no one's helping matters when half the freaking universe is telling people that it's no big deal. If you are one of the people out there who's out there on Facebook reposting crap about how only 6% of the actual deaths are related to are because of COVID, you are partly responsible for people not taking this seriously and football players not taking it seriously. Why the hell would they take it seriously? Ryan Silverfield's up there preaching to them left and right, got to take it seriously, got to take it seriously, got to take it seriously. And, you know, half of the universe is out there just thinking it's a joke. You know, he looks up, they look up, do you think there are more people who are on the party bus or on the airport hangar where Trump recently was introduced not wearing masks? More people in the party bus? Or more, if there was a party bus, or in the back lawn of the White House when Trump was accepting his nomination, not wearing masks. Why in the God's name should the football players be the most more responsible than the President of the United States?
I love this. You're so fired up already.
Well, I just think it's insane. We give mixed messages to everybody.
Yeah, you can't be mad. You can't. You're not allowed to say it's not a big deal and then be mad about no football.
Right.
Yeah.
If there's two sides to this and you're a football player, why wouldn't you pick the side that's more fun? You know, I think I'll pick that side. No big deal. I'm going to go with the no big deal side because that one's more fun. And so here we have it. And this is, you know, if Tennessee had a football game scheduled with its 44, they pause, right? Wisconsin has paused. Oklahoma has paused. We've seen 9 games already that have been postponed. And, you know, we might stagger through the season. Actually, the good news from the Memphis perspective is, well, first of all, you have a bunch of players now who've had it, right? So they probably can't, it's unclear, but it appears that they won't get it again. Upwards of 20 players have now tested positive. My understanding is this recent round of testings was not 20, but the total is now over 20. And so maybe they've learned their lesson. Like, that's possible too. And also, it's early enough. Like, this game can be rescheduled. This Houston game can be rescheduled. And so it's not actually for the Memphis football program the worst thing in the world that this happened now. You know, from that perspective, it's too bad because now you're going to have a long layoff and everything else. But if a lesson was learned and if they can reschedule this game, it's actually not fatal to the Memphis football program.
No, but if you were in Houston's shoes, you'd be pretty angry, right?
Yes. But, I mean, someone will be, you know, Memphis is going to have an opponent who's going to have this, you know. Right. It's like bad calls. They're going to even out in the end.
Right.
Like, you know, bad calls and COVID outbreaks are going to even out in the end. Yes, they look like knuckleheads. Houston, yes, they look like knuckleheads. There's no other way around that.
Did you get a chance to hear what Dan Wolken had to say?
No, I was writing my column.
He said that people he's talked to around the AAC have told him that Memphis is one of the teams that they've been concerned about the whole time, and that he doesn't think that this is totally accidental. That this has happened to Memphis. Oh, what do you make of that?
I can't. I don't know. You know, the truth is they may have been concerned about it the whole time, but they haven't had issues.
But
so
what is Memphis doing differently than anybody else? They're testing three times a week.
I don't know what that means. In other words, if they're concerned about them, that would suggest, well, Memphis is out there partying, but this is the first significant outbreak, right?
Yeah.
So what was that concern based on, except for maybe some, you know, preconception about what Memphis means, right? About what the Memphis program means, Memphis kid. There's always been that. So, I mean, they've been tested all along. they haven't been shut down. Houston's been shut down, for example. So if they had had a significant outbreak, they would have paused activities before. So the idea that they were concerned about Memphis when Memphis wasn't having positive tests is a little bizarre to me, unless or more positive tests enough to shut it down, unless it's just based on some general bias if Memphis kids are bad kids, and I don't have much use for that.
Well, for me, I have said that I just can't find blame in in this situation, because I think if I was in college, and I know exactly how I thought 5 years ago, that I would probably not be responsible enough to do this, you know, to make it a full season without having any sort of social life. So for me, like, the players having, you know, being social just doesn't bother me. It sucks. Like, it, of course, you know, that could be the reason why they're not going to play football. But that doesn't bother me. And it's hard to find blame with Ryan too, because he can't control all of his players, right? It's not fair to say that any of this falls on him. Do you think?
Oh, I'm not. You look at who's had. Is Lincoln Riley? Do I blame him?
No.
You know, is he like a bad coach all of a sudden because Oklahoma? Do I, do I blame the staff at Tennessee? Do I blame the staff at Wisconsin? Do I blame, you know, whoever? No, I don't. Listen, it's one thing if you, in the end, coaches are responsible for the program. And so when you have a rash of real criminal activity like you've done under Urban Meyer in Florida, it's not over a period of years, you say, huh, either the kind of kid he's recruiting or the level of discipline within the program, there's something missing there, right? But when it's, as you point out, it's something that literally you can expect any college kid to do, I don't at all blame Ryan for this. If you blame anyone for this, it's society, which has decided football matters more than anything else, right? Like that we can suspend all these rules of social distancing that we have agreed to, we can suspend them because we like football. And, you know, so blame off for it. And then the football players get their signal from us. No, I don't blame the administration there, either the coaching or the AD or anything else for this. I'm sure Ryan does make good decisions, and then they didn't make good decisions. And would a tougher taskmaster with those people, that seems like a far-fetched to me. Would kids, if Ryan were tougher or something or less likable,
Ryan's doing all he can do if he says don't, you know, make good decisions. Like, that's
right.
The most he can do. He doesn't have any more control over them.
Right. I don't have much. Yeah. And so, yeah, to me, it's not that about that at all. It's and like I said, hopefully this will help to drive home that lesson. Didn't Alabama have a bunch of players earlier in the year? Over the summer, didn't they have some issues? Or Auburn,
had issues when they first got to campus. Alabama had a bunch of players test positive right away before they had even started practice. It was bad from the jump. But I mean, that's like, they are struggling to get anything under control. And Tennessee, I don't know if you saw this, Tennessee has gotten so bad that they're now kicking kids out of their dorm rooms because they need more quarantine dorm rooms to hold the kids that have COVID-19. So I mean,
that's not the hit to that's not football players who have COVID-19, is it? They're not like
no. That's general.
That would be at that point, just shut down the university. If you're cutting out, if you're kicking out regular students to make way for sick football players, that would be a bad deal. So I'm glad to hear that's not what's happening.
Well,
but no, like it, college students are college students, and universities can do this better or worse. That's very clear. Like at NC, the North Carolina, where they weren't testing before kids got there and they put them two to a dorm like normal and everything else. Well, who's that on? Is that on the kids or is that on the president, the administration at the University of North Carolina? I think it's on the administration because they didn't give the kids a chance, right? They didn't. Whereas at Duke, it's all singles and you're tested when you get there, and then you're tested randomly during the week, and at least then there's a fighting chance, right? And then it also drives home to the kids how serious it is, because they know they're going to be tested again and again and again. So I think a lot of this is I don't know. Like, it it's on the administration, but it's, you know, at the highest level. They decided, the AAC decided they want to try to play football. And as they, listen, there was various people within the conference told me 2 weeks before the football season began, we're not going to get through this season. And not because the kids testing positive, but because of contact tracing. And honestly, like, I think this is a little extreme, but you can't test out of quarantine. So once you are put in quarantine, not because you tested positive, but because, you know, the other offensive linemen did, you test positive. I mean, you're in quarantine. You can take five different tests, all come back negative, and you can't get out before the 2 weeks is up, which strikes me, honestly, as a little goofy. Like, if it's one thing if one test isn't enough, but if you have three straight tests, because you have three a week at Memphis, and they're all negative, you still can't get out of quarantine early. And so, so you're in quarantine for 2 weeks, and all it takes is like five players testing positive for a good chunk of the team to be in quarantine. And if you can't test out of it, that's why people were predicting to me that this is exactly what would be happening. We're not going to get through the season because you won't be able to field the team because of contact tracing, so many people will be in quarantine.
Yeah, it's tough. The whole thing is, I just hope that they can get through the season. I mean, I'm expecting at this point that they may not, that they might miss a couple of games here or there. That,
well,
this is going to be decently
common. The amazing thing is how well the NFL has done, right? Not just that they had a game last night on time and all of that, but how few positive tests there are. But I think it's because, like, those players, yeah, some of them party and whatever else, but it's different. You know, they're kind of more grown-ups, right? And they live separate lives in houses with wives, maybe. And I just think it sets up for a different situation. How else would you explain?
Well, how about this? I got an idea. If you are on a college campus, let's say Tuscaloosa, for example, then there are going to be house parties going on in people's houses, and everybody lives right on top of each other all the time. But if you're an NFL player, especially one that might have a little bit more money, and you're going to go party, you're probably going to a nightclub or, you know, something else. Well, those aren't open right now. I don't think that the college house parties are happening when you're, you know, 26, 27
right.
years old. So your social setting that you usually would go to, I guess, if you are a late 20s or even maybe 30 or early 30s NFL player, your social life, most of that's shut down right now, especially in those bigger cities. No?
Well, that's interesting. Now, this brings it back to the party bus. You do recall the party boat, don't you? The party boat, the Minnesota Vikings party boat.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota Vikings once had a party boat. And if you can have a party bus, can't you have a party boat? And if you can have a party boat, can't you spread COVID-19 on a party boat?
I suppose. I've got a good boat story. I went to Lake Tahoe.
By the way, I have, just for the record, and I know this is going to shock you.
Oh, wow.
Never been on a party bus. What is a party bus exactly, anyway?
I don't know if I've ever been on a
party bus. I've never been on a party bus either, Jeff, but I know what they are.
What makes a party bus a party bus?
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, you know what it's like being in a limo, right?
Yeah, I've been in a limo.
Okay,
I usually
so
travel in
it's
a limo.
Like, it's just like a decked out bus. Sometimes there's probably a pole in the middle of it. There's music, there's light. They probably got like some light setups going on, and it's dark. So like, it's supposed to give off like a club vibe, kind of on the bus. It's
think,
like a small club in the bus.
It. I was kind of on party buses in South Korea.
Oh.
Because they turned party buses into media buses. And now we weren't partying, but very psychedelic party. So maybe I had
same deal. Yep.
Bus.
Same thing, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. The South Koreans could party, man.
I get car sick. That drinking and being in the back of a moving bus does not sound very fun to me, to be honest. That sounds like a bad time. So, did you watch the NFL game last night?
I did.
What did you make of it?
Well, probably, I don't know that my takes were that dramatically different than anyone else. I offered Jeffrey the Chiefs or the field, and he took the field, and he did it again after last night's game. And then I said, Jeffrey, the Chiefs, and I will guarantee you there won't be significant injuries or the field. And he still took the field.
I agree with him.
If I took away any injuries or COVID, you know they're going to be – you'd still take the field?
Yeah, I'd take the field.
So it's that was hard one to thing. Repeat. And then, of course, then there was the booing, and, you know, that was ridiculous. The people were booing not during the anthem.
I'm not saying that wasn't ridiculous because clearly it was, and clearly there were people booing. But I do wonder how many of those people were booing and then while the other people were just being silent, and so if it just made the booing idiots – sound worse.
But it wasn't three people though. Can we agree on that?
Oh yeah, definitely not. No.
No, it was a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do wonder though. I want to know like it was I want to know what the percentage is there, cuz if it's high then that's very disappointing. My natural inclination is to hope it's not.
If you're trying to make excuses for them, the other excuse you could say is that, you know, the Texans stayed in for the anthem, right? And so they very clearly were not just booing the Texans when they came out of the tunnel. That's not true. Like they very clear. There was enough of a break that you knew what was happening there. They were booing during that moment. They were booing that moment. You could say they were worked up because the Texans skipped the anthem and now, you know, whatever. Like the one. But I have not. I'm not really,
I just don't get it. Like,
I'll be honest, I was so disgusted by it, I really wanted them to turn around and walk away and not play the game.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. I really do find it more stunning. And this is also true with the Memphis fans who are so angry about the Black Lives Matter thing. I just find it stunning that these players who you say you love, who you want desperately to have their autograph or to take a picture with your kid or whatever else, if they have opinions about something without football, you want to tell them to shove it up their, you know, hey. I don't understand how you can, quote, love them as football players and totally disregard their humanity and what matters to them. It just strikes me as wrong.
It also doesn't make any sense. It's logically off. Like you said, for the exact reason that you said, you can't say that you like football and that you like watching these players and then also have no care at all for what they think or believe.
And then the other issue, I'm not the first person to point this out, is that they're perfectly happy to embrace, you know, people with domestic violence issues and like they forgive that. Right. But they boo this. Like it really makes people look like bad human beings. It was so dispiriting to see that because it was very clearly not the anthem. It wasn't the anthem. It was just very clearly booing. I don't want to hear that. I just got no use for that. You know, shut up and tackle. And it's so dehumanizing. Yeah.
Do you think we'll see it in other places that have
fans? You won't see many boos because
like, how much does it have to do with Kansas City versus another city?
Very little. Kansas City, Missouri, you know, you won't see it in San Francisco, but the truth of the matter is
San Francisco won't have fans, I don't think.
Right, yeah, I was going to say, the places where you are more apt to hear boos are, in fact, the same places that are more apt to have fans, right? Because they're places that are a little more, I don't take this seriously and whatever else. And so the places that will not boo and that are more inclined to not have fans. So there's not many who are having fans. I think only six. And so mostly you won't hear anything because there won't be any fans there. And then for the other places, I don't know. I don't have the list in front of me. But it won't surprise me if there's some booing in those places because, again, those are the places that have fans are also the most apt to be the places where you're going to hear booing for reasons that I don't need to explain.
I thought that the fans were – like somewhat, I was impressed. There were more fans there than I thought were going to be there. It looked decently crowded compared to other games I've watched that have had fans there.
It looked crazy crowded. It was stupid. It looked crazy crowded. And by the way, there's a reason, it was explained to me again today, there's a reason why the University of Memphis has not joined their fans in asking for more fans to be in the Liberty Bowl. Like, they haven't. And they haven't because they understand that big crowds probably aren't smart during a pandemic, right? I was impressed by the noise,
Right.
I'll tell you what, I'll give them credit for this. I was impressed by the noise that that many fans could make, or that few fans could make, because it was still only 15,000 by official, right? So I was impressed by that. In fact, I've always been impressed by Kansas City fans. Kansas City, one of the really harder places to play. But in terms of what the crowd looked like, did that make me feel like I would like to be in that crowd with them? No, it did not. And partly, it's not just there. It's, you know, you're going to the men's room. You're going to, like, I don't know what the hell. Like, maybe people don't know it's a pandemic. You know? We're cramming people. It's just insane to me. Why do we, you know, the unwillingness to give up anything. So
safety reasons aside, though, can you admit that I think that the viewing experience, and I'm basing this off of the Navy game that I watched that had no fans versus this game, games with fans have been a little bit, it does make it a little bit better of a viewing experience. But I'm not saying anything about safety. I'm just talking about watching the game on TV.
I thought it was a good viewing experience. I thought it was a very good viewing experience. I couldn't tell any difference, really, much difference between it and a regular football game.
I thought it was the same thing.
Now, was it because of the fans or was it because it's the NFL? I don't really know. Like, if it's pumped-in noise, will I feel differently? I didn't think the Memphis game, you know, was so weird. I liked the Memphis game, whereas you found a real disconnect there. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. It was wonderful to have it back. I really enjoyed it, watching it. And I'm looking forward to a full week this week. I mean, I do hope the NFL can get through without any issues, and so far, so good.
All right, before you go, what do you think about your Bills against the Jets this weekend? You got a win?
I always pick against the Bills.
No.
You're picking the Jets?
Dude, they're missing a bunch of defensive starters.
If the Bills don't win this game, just shoot me, you know?
Yeah, the Jets are going to be awful on Sunday. They're missing, like, half their defense.
No, they should be. And the Jets are kind of a disaster right
Bryce
now.
Bryce Huff, undrafted, made the Jets 53-man roster. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that.
Memphis
that
Tiger.
Was tremendous. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And yeah. A good. And it seems like a good dude. And so, I'm cautiously pessimistic.
Okay. All right, Jeff.
If you don't have any hopes, they can't be smashed. That continues to be my. You're an Alabama fan.
I do the same thing, though. No. Don't even get me started. I've cheered for teams that have sucked a lot of my life, for sure.
That's why I'm so scared about this season, Jeff, with the Titans, because there's actual expectations. It makes me nauseous.
Yeah, you can't have expectations. They ruin everything.
I know.
I don't have any expectations for the Bears this year, so I guess I'm in a similar boat as you.
You're in a much better position. You're in a much better position. You don't have expectations, and so all you can be is pleasantly surprised. Like, there is nothing that Mitch Trubisky can do now to break your heart because he already has broken it. You think he's horrible. And so if he turns
out to
be mediocre.
I'm in on Mitch.
Yeah, he's in on Mitch. Yes.
You're in on him relatively.
He's trying to talk himself into it.
Are you really in on him or just in on that decision? I'm in on that decision.
I'm in on Mitch because I don't have another choice.
Okay, good for you.
So that's what I'm doing. All right, Jeff, talk to you next week.
Bye.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little Game 7 in the NBA. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Daniel may not have been quite prepared for how fast his home in Eads would sell when he listed with Josh Hysaw. It happened super fast. Josh got it sold in just one day for more than the asking price because that's the kind of thing Josh Hysaw regularly does. How does he do it? He does it with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand, gets them sold faster and for more money than the average agent. He's able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. So give him a call and let him help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at the agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you. And understand, risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. If you're trying to sell your home, call the only real estate agent I'd call, Josh Hysaw. 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Prescriptions products require approval from an online healthcare provider. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information. Everyone needs a good wingman, someone who always has your back when you need it. But what about a wingman in the bedroom? Visit RexMD.com for real ED medication and get a wingman that keeps on giving. Here's how it works. Just fill out a 5-minute online quiz, and based on your information, RexMD.com will provide one of their private online doctors to find an effective solution just for you to improve your drive and performance. If appropriate, you can get generic options of Viagra or Cialis starting at just $3 per tablet. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and there's no need to visit the pharmacy, as your prescription will be delivered directly to you, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Everyone needs a good wingman. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's RexMD.com.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
We have Game 7 basketball tonight in the NBA. The Celtics and the Raptors are going to tip it off on TNT at 8 o'clock. The point spread has Boston as a 3-point favorite, and the total is 204. I've been bullish on the Celtics getting it done in this series, although I got to admit I'm a little less confident than I was the other night. This has been a great series. Either way, It'll be awesome. I really just want to see a game that's close. We got double overtime. Let's get a triple overtime game tonight.
Yeah, I feel the same. I said that Celtics would win it in seven when we talked about it the other day. I feel a little less confident about it, too. But I said to Jeffrey earlier, like, Kemba Walker's not going to have back-to-back bad games, in my opinion. Like, the dude doesn't have, like, a reputation for not showing up in the moment. In fact, it's quite the opposite.
Right.
So I feel like that Kemba's going to have a nice game tonight. And as long as, like, him, Tatum, and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart are all clicking on the same page, like, I don't see how Boston loses.
I thought for sure that he was going to play great in the last game
because
he made that awesome pass, and then they end up still losing the game. That was game five, right?
Yeah.
And, I was like, okay, he's going to come out very motivated and play really well in game six, and that'll be it. No, that wasn't the case. For me, what I'm watching for is I want to see Jason Tatum be the true superstar tonight and just take over. Because he's been the guy that I've thought for most of this year and a lot of last year as well that could be like the next big time
dude,
huge superstar in the league.
I told you earlier this week, I said I think he'll be an MVP one day. But you know, what year is he? Is this year three for him? I think he's in year three. Maybe four. But I'm pretty sure Jason Tatum's in year three. Either way, I think that he'll have an MVP.
Yeah, year three.
Year three. I think he'll have an MVP trophy before his career's all said and done.
Yeah, and this is your chance too. He's going to be on the big stage here. He's got honestly a decent matchup in the Raptors. There's nobody that really goes up against him that's particularly bothersome for him. So he could have a huge game tonight. That's what I'm looking for. I want to see him take over and be a true superstar. On the other side, you've got the Clippers and the Nuggets. And that series is still going on.
That's about to tip off here,
I think that's over today too. I don't think that there's any chance, especially with the turmoil, want to call it, with the Nuggets. I think that series ends tonight.
Yeah, Mike Malone talked about it before the game and said, I mean, pretty much just what you would expect. Like, that's something we would prefer to keep in house, you know, regarding the Michael Porter Jr. comments. But I'd be shocked if his teammates passed him the ball a lot tonight. He's gonna have to create for himself, man.
Hey, man, it would be a heck of a story if he like dropped in 45 and was the leading scorer tonight. That would be one heck of a story. What's great is I think by the end of the night, assuming the Clippers win, we're going to have the conference finals set. So let's get ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
You think you like the Clippers or you like the Lakers?
I picked the Lakers to win the championship, so I'll stick with it. I don't feel great about it just because the Clippers are so freaking deep. Having Patrick Beverley back matters. Now, the big difference is, like, I mean – I guess you ain't put him near LeBron, obviously. So it'll be interesting to see like how they match up with the Lakers, like their starting lineup and whatnot. That Clippers team is so deep. I don't feel great about it. I'm still going with the Lakers.
I believe they will be slight favorites in that series. The Clippers will be, over the Lakers in that scenario. I got an email the other day. These overseas places, they send you emails
all
the time. Like, literally, it's my inbox is just full of.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the series favorite is in every single series that comes out. I like the Lakers, too. I just think that LeBron and Anthony Davis are the two best players on the floor in almost any series. Obviously, Kawhi is really good, but you're outnumbered 2-1. I'm not a huge buyer in playoff P quite yet. So I like the Lakers. And then Heat versus the winner of the Celtics and Raptors tonight. I probably like the winner of this game either way.
Yeah, I think I'll pick the winner of this series, I think, is who I would pick to go to the NBA Finals. Yeah, just because you've got the Heat have a lot of veterans in their own right, but I just think that you have two teams that are more experienced together in Toronto and Boston, so I'd probably go with them over Miami.
Yep, but at least we'll know.
I think that'll be a great series, too, no matter who Miami plays. I think it'll be a good series.
I would honestly, like, I'm not interested in that Denver-Clippers series anymore. I would rather the Clippers just win. Let's just move on
to the
conference finals
as quickly
as possible.
Please win tonight, yes.
All right, when we come back, we'll do Dinner to Go and get out of here. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sports in the United States have finally mostly returned. Football is back. Major League Baseball is headed toward the playoffs. The MLS season continues. So we got a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. And if you like me, New Amsterdam Vodka should be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems. Literally half the price of the big box stores. I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
A fellow went up to the desk in the hotel lobby to register. A large dog lying in front of the desk made him nervous. The desk clerk greeted him. Uneasy, the man asked, "Does your dog bite?" The desk clerk simply said, "No." With that assurance, the man decided he would pet the dog. Just as he put his hand down, the dog bit him sharply. In pain, he said, "I thought you said your dog wouldn't bite." I liked the desk clerk's response, "Sir, that's not my dog." It's important to ask the right questions. The questions we ask determine the answers we get. One question we ask God is, "Why are you punishing me this way?" The truth is, God isn't punishing us. We need to ask, "What do you want me to teach me in front of all this suffering?" So examine the questions you ask. Instead of why is this happening to me, ask, "What could I learn from this?" I'm Shane Stanford from Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, my God! The roof is leaking! Okay, I got this. Look out, coming through!
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of summer and store-wide savings during the Big Deal Clearance Event. Summer might be ending, but the fun is just getting started. Take an extra 50% off already reduced items store-wide. Find your favorite brands at the best prices. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we have everything you need to have fun out there. Don't wait. Shop the Big Deal Clearance Event while it lasts. Event excludes firearms and ammo. Shop now while supplies last.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back for the final time today. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM. Big thanks to Jeff and to Dan for joining us earlier. Let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that the Memphis football program is in serious jeopardy of having their game against Houston canceled for next weekend. Several of the players on the team have tested positive for coronavirus as a result of a social gathering. Not good news for Memphis. Not good news. Not what you want to see happening in college football. But at least for now, it looks like it's a game that they could schedule later on down the road. So if there's any positive news, it is that.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Obviously, it's Game 7.
Yep.
Celtics and Raptors on TNT at 8 o'clock. We're both rolling with the Celtics. I want to see Jason Tatum have a huge game. But really, I just want to see it be close. I want overtime,
Me
double
too.
Overtime, whatever we can get.
What should I watch on TV?
We're going to watch Game 7 tonight, but NFL is back on Sunday. And I told Jeffrey earlier, my three favorite games this Sunday, if I could only watch three, I'm going to go with Packers-Vikings, because when we did our picks yesterday, I picked the Vikings to win that division, the NFC North. So I'm going to be paying attention to that game. Obviously, Tampa Bay-New Orleans, Tom Brady, new team. First time ever on a new team, Drew Brees and the Saints. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. So there's that. And then Cowboys-Rams is a good game. Rams are another team that didn't make the playoffs last year, but they went 9-7. I think they're going to make the playoffs again this year. So I like those three games, but it's actually a pretty decent slate of games the first Sunday of NFL football.
I'm watching the Bears, of course. I got to watch my Bears.
Yeah.
And then
For the Lions. That's pretty big.
No Kenny Galladay for the Lions. They do have Adrian Peterson now,
That's
which is a little interesting.
Wow, that's going to be weird.
So I'll be watching that, and then I'll be, I'm interested in that Bucks game. Bucks and Saints should be a good game. And then I want to see the Patriots. I want to see what they look like with Cam.
Yeah, I do too. I want to see what the Patriots look like too. They're playing the Dolphins, so it should be an easy win regardless of how he looks. But I'd love to see Cam come out and just have a huge game and look like his old self.
I want to see Tua get in the game, but I don't think it's
going to happen. Nah, it's not going to happen this week. Maybe. We'll see.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, if you want to learn about the new Grizzlies assistant coach, Sonia Rahman, you can go read my story about her over at the Daily Memphian that posted about 7 hours ago. She was named the assistant coach today. She has a great history at MIT, 3 straight conference championships, been in the NCAA tournament twice, took them from a losing program, and became the winningest coach in school history. So looks like a good hire for the Grizzlies there.
What's on tap next week?
Gary will be back in studio next week. I will be out of here, but it was great talking to you all week long.
Dude, thanks for doing
Appreciate
it, man.
Appreciate you having me on here all the time. I really like filling in. It's a fun gig.
We love having
it's
you, man.
It's a fun gig. I'm sure I'll be back. So until then, thanks, Memphis. See ya.
Thank you, friends.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Football.
Football is back, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of this weekend's action with over $8 million up for grabs across all of their contests. So get in on the action now. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, every pass, every catch means more with a DraftKings lineup. It's simple. You just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. DraftKings has paid out billions of dollars to winners since 2012. They know a thing or two about cold hard cash, so download the DraftKings app now and make sure to use code WMFS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit and compete for more than $8 million in prizes across all contests. So don't miss this extra special week one bonus, and don't forget to use code WMFS only at DraftKings. A minimum $5 deposit is required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both,
Staples has everything you need to start the year right, and all at amazing prices.
From notebooks to lap desks, folders to noise-canceling headphones.
This week, Staples two-pocket paper folders and one-subject notebooks are an incredible 10 cents each. Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/12. Limit 6. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Make a splash this summer when you stay at... Enjoy the sizzling table games and slots action before cooling off in the pool. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Football is coming back to take your mind off everything. And even better, you could win $10,000. For real. All you gotta do is pick a winner with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Every week, just pick the winners at radio.com/picks. The player with the most correct picks every week gets $1,000. Do that across the whole season.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.